Now, welcome on to the call, the head coach of the Campbell Camels, Mike Minner. Good morning, coach, or good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm well.
Good.
Your team, 34-24 loss, not the outcome that you wanted against William & Mary, but you guys certainly played toe-to-toe with the number four team in FCS. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Well, first of all, you know, great football team that Coach London have over there, and I think they did a great job of playing their style of football. And you know, don't make mistakes in the second quarter is really where the game was separated, and we had two turnovers right back to back, and kind of gave them, you know, the opportunity to get their separation that they needed. And then right there before the half, it was like a first and 20, and they were just trying to run the clock out. And Yoder, who's a heck of a football player, broke one for about a 22-yard run that got them a field goal right at half. And so when you look at those things, there go your 10 points right there that you go in a halftime down. And now when you 10 points down to William & Mary, they get to do what they do. And they held the ball for 23 minutes in the second half, because they was able to just you know, milk the clock and kept our offense off the football field. But you know what? I'm proud of my guys, because what I liked in the fourth quarter, which is a great sign for us, is we was able to stop them on their drive to try to put the game away, get the football back, and go score to give ourselves a chance for an onside kick. And so we've never done that up to this point as a football program. And so to be able to do that against them was a great sign. So I came off the football field and I said to myself, I said, you know what? We've been in games like this where we was playing a team that was better than us, and we were straining to stay in the game. And I came off the football field and I said, we wasn't straining to stay in this football game. We was there toe-to-toe with the top five team in the country. And so I told my team, man, don't worry about that loss, because we ain't going to have too many more of those.
First question this afternoon from Chris Clark. Go ahead, Chris.
It's good to see you again there. A great showing, and you kind of answered my question right there in the end, what you see from your team. So I'm going to go ahead and pivot to Monmouth here, excuse me. One of the things you said you liked about that squad, they said they were always in it, was that team speed. You said you modeled the Campbell Camels after. I guess my question right off the first one anyway is, you got the track stars to stay with them there, Coach?
Yeah, no, absolutely we do. And that was the other thing that we had to see, because again, 60% of my team was new, and you know, what type of team were we going to be? I didn't know, because I haven't seen them play together. And you can see my defense started to get better as the game went on, because again, they needed reps together, and they needed reps together against another opponent. And that's what happened as that game went on. Our defense got stronger and stronger, and it's just going to continue to do that throughout the season because of the speed that we had. They're number one, which is the running back. And last year, he had two big plays. It was a reverse and an option pitch to him that he outran everyone and nobody touched him. You know, Thursday night, he got the ball in the open field and we was able to go run him down. And at that point, I said, okay, we got the team speed that I was looking for.
To follow up with that, asking about facing Monmouth here, they just took on FAU. I know that Thompson was, what, 300 yards, just shy of that, maybe five TDs. Is there something that you could see that, you know, Hodge could possibly take advantage of in that Monmouth secondary that FAU did? I know it's different personnel, a little different attack points, but is there anything that you could, you know, capitalize off of that from that last game?
Yeah, Chris, you speeding on me. We got the Citadel this week, and then we got Monmouth. Okay, so we thinking about them, but we ain't thinking about them yet. We going to get on the Citadel this weekend, and we go there. It's a 3 o'clock game, and it's going to be hot. And, you know, they trying to figure it out, after having a tough going in their first game against Georgia Southern. And so we still don't know who the Citadel going to be, right? Are they going to be a option team? Because their starting quarterback who transferred in, he wasn't able to play this weekend. And so, did they go back to the triple option type offense against Georgia Southern because of him not being in the game? Or are they going to be that? We don't know yet. And so this is still an unknown coming into this week's game with them because of that reason. So what we got to do is focus on what we got to do. And to me, if we don't have those two turnovers, okay, we talking about a different outcome against William & Mary. And that's what we know. And we look at winning football, guys. We look at five categories. Win first down, win a turnover battle, win explosive play battle, win the red zone, and win field position. And we lost all five of those categories in the William & Mary game and lost by 10 points. And so we understand what we got to work on is really us. And let's be that tough, smart, physical, fast football team this week.
Last one here. First, I'll make sure that I get my stuff updated, Coach. Apologies for that one there. But the last one I had was going on the road. Bunker mentality. Is it kind of what you need right now to get away from Barker Lane and to have everybody together on the road to get right on the on Citadel?
No, you know what? It's not what we need to be on the road, but it's just the next thing that's up. What I will say is that we'll be ready. We'll play a great football game. And I know Coach is going to have his football team ready to rock and roll, too. It's going to be a physical game. They're a physical football team. But at the end of the day, Chris, it don't matter if we was playing in the street, in the backyard, here at Barker Lane, or there at the Citadel home field. We ready to play some football this week, and we're going to be playing our best football.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck. I'll be watching.
Thank you.
Mike, your next question from Kyle Kendon. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, Coach, this is kind of a big picture question, but, when you come into the program and it's non-scholarship and fostering it from that point to where now, and you've now had that first CAA game under your belt, number four team in the country, defending champs in the league, and you're right there where a couple of plays and it goes your way. I mean, what is it about this program that's been able to make these remarkable strides in such a quick period of time?
Well, first, I would say that the university and the administration understood the vision when I took the job. They understood where we was going. We didn't hear the noise that was outside. The wins and the losses really wasn't what we was going after. We was trying to go after doing exactly what you said, was building a brand of football that kids would want to come and play here. And then now we there. And so we got to see the first year, the first game against, William & Mary, where we at. And now I'm coming off the football field, I know where we at. I have no questions of what type of football team I have. And it's going to get better and better. So I told these guys, this is our floor, right? And so I just think the administration of understanding the vision from the beginning is really how you be able to do the things that we've done over the 10 years that I've been here, is that everybody got to be on the same page. Everybody got to know where we're going. And you can't be listening to everybody that's on the outside that don't understand the vision.
All right, before I let you go, talking about the vision of the program and the growth of your program, Julian Hill becomes the first Campbell guy to make an NFL roster with the Dolphins. Just talk about what that means to your program and for him.
Well, it means everything because, again, to your point, Rob, that's part of our vision. When I took the job, I said, we're going to send guys to the National Football League. We're going to have a brand that everybody want to come to, and we're going to be playing some high level football in a great conference. And so all these things are just part of it. And so when Julian Hill becomes the first guy to make the 53-man roster, that's just confirmation that, you know, it took some time to get to where we're at today. And that takes patience and understanding and growth. And now everybody is starting to see the growth of what we've been building over the last 10 years. And that's also sending guys like a Julian Hill, who was a walk-on quarterback, who we converted to a tight end and changed him around. And now he become NFL 53-man roster guy. We excited. You know what it does for everybody else in this building? They now know that it's real, right? That it can happen for them just like it happened for Julian. And so hats off to Julian for representing the Camel Nation the way the way he has and the way he will. And Brevin Allen, you know, I got to give a shout out to him too, because he on the practice squad with the Chargers. And so you got two guys that's wearing that shield right now from Campbell University.
Fantastic. Mike, thanks so much for your time this afternoon. Good luck on Saturday at the Citadel, and we'll talk again next week.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you.